8:32 the time, 28 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and Thursdays around this time always means we, and usually, we're glad to be speaking with the mayor. Bob Whalen joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you again for calling in this morning. Always important stuff that we talk about, and we're always glad to hear from you, sir. Let's talk about this past Tuesday night and the revenue report that we received for the city. The revenues turned out to be better than expected over the last several months. Were we the beneficiary of low expectations or just good planning?
Well, you know, we had two scenarios, right, when we looked at it in the spring, bad and worse. And we're trending to the bad scenario as opposed to the worst scenario. So, I think we wanted to be conservative to make sure we could you can't catch up to it once you're behind.
Right.
So we wanted to be out in front of it. And I think we were. So I'm pleased by that. But, you know, there's more to come here. We're not done with this financial impact.
Right. Now, given that the general fund did better than expected last year, staff is recommending that you set aside $1.5 million to balance the current year without impacting the 20% general fund reserve. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, basically, we try to keep a 20% reserve. State law requires a 10% reserve. For many years, the council's kept a 20% reserve for, you know, situations where you really hit a bad patch. So we did take money back to increase that back to the 20%. And really that gives us some dry powder, if you will, as we move forward here. We still don't know where our bed tax and sales tax are going to be, and parking revenues are down. So it just gives us some flexibility going forward to, you know, weather the storm.
Okay. All right. And we also learned this past Tuesday night, the holidays are going to look a lot different in town. Can you tell us some of the changes taking place?
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be fun. I mean, what the main objective, of course, was to disperse the fun across a period of time and events. So you don't have, you know, a big massing of at hospitality night, just one night out of the season. So.
Right.
You know, there's going to be events at the promenade. There's going to be, trolleys going around town. Santa's going to have to do extra duty this year, going out into the neighborhoods. We're not going to shut Oak Street and, for Halloween, which is usually a big, big event, fun for the kids. But we just can't do that this year. So there'll be up information on the website, but it kind of starts with Halloween and goes all the way through the season, and we hope to spread the cheer around town, not just downtown.
Well,
so I think it'll be some fun.
I got to tell you, the listeners were most excited about the pumpkin carving contest, man. And I'm excited about that. I love the fact we can carve it at home, drop it off at the Susie Q. It'll be on display. And there's going to be a Mayor's Choice Select Award. What are you looking for in a good pumpkin?
Pumpkin. I tend to like the happier pumpkins as opposed to the scary pumpkins, but there's some creativity out there. I know that'll be great. And then we've got a Dine Around Laguna program that they're doing with a drawing for tuna. You know, if you cover all the bases and get your card filled out at each of the restaurants, you can get in a drawing for two nights at the Montage. So, a lot of creative fun ideas, I think, to try to.
Right. The Chamber of Commerce, together with you guys, put together the Fall Festival menu. That seems really cool. That does seem really cool.
And hopefully we'll see the radio station out at one or two of these events, maybe, huh?
Oh, you know it. You know we'll be there. The propositions, there's some ballot initiatives in this coming election. One of them particularly strikes me. It's Prop 21. It expands local government's authority to enact rent control on residential properties. And what it means, if it passes statewide, it would allow cities and counties to apply more kinds of rent control to more properties that are over 15 years old. I have a couple of questions for you regarding this. If it passes statewide, is this something that we could look at here? If so, how would we implement it? And if not, what do you see instead of it?
Well, you know, I think it's a huge topic. It's been around California for many years. Obviously, it's an issue with proponents and opponents. My gut feeling is, you know, I think we always need to look at things like that. I haven't heard a hue and cry for rent control here locally. I don't think we have the large rental housing stock that, you know, that probably is more appropriate for that. But you know, if we start hearing that there's a need for it, but, you know, so many of our units are individually owned and people sort of have long-term relationships. And, you know, so my sense is we probably don't need a complicated rent control program here.
Okay. Right. I want to ask you about the meetings themselves. After we reopen for in-person meetings, whenever that date is, whenever that happens, not happening immediately, we know that, but whenever that does happen, are you considering keeping Zoom access as well to allow more people to participate even from home?
I think we should look at that. I think we should do that. You know, it would, I think the governor, you know, he made some rule changes to allow this to work the way it's working now. And I suspect that they'll continue on. So, yeah, we've heard positive things from a number of people. Hey, I like to be able to, you know, zoom in to the one item I'm interested in. I can't get a babysitter, you know, for the kids, or I don't want to be down there for 5 hours or 7 hours like we were the other night. So I think it's a good public, you know, a good benefit for the public, and we should try to integrate it.
All right. Okay. And I noticed a little frustration on your face with a raised hand situation, and you actually turned to John P. Diggin. You said, "Can we take care of this?" What exactly was happening during that raised hand where you got a little frustrated there?
Well, you know, it just seems to me more recently we've been having issues where people are, you know, saying they're unmuted, unmute your phone, you're unmuted, go ahead and speak, and they're not able to speak. So it just seems to me to be increasing, and I don't understand why. So I just asked the techies at City Hall to see if they could figure it out and make it easier and smoother for people to get off, you know, get unmuted so they can give their comment.
Right. Now, this past
So I'm hoping we'll get some there.
Okay. And good luck there. You handled it well. I mean, I get a lot more frustrated, and I show my frustration a lot more than you do. So in a situation like that, there would have been some expletives flying, I think, but I'm glad that wasn't the case. Speaking of expletives flying, this past Tuesday, Tony was called a name during the meeting. And I know that you have no control over what a caller says or does, but just generally, as mayor, what can we do differently to curtail this in the future? And have you? Do you feel you've done enough to you know, with decorum, as far as decorum goes?
Well, you know, it was an interesting meeting the other night. The meeting started off. I had an exchange with Councilmember Blake because, you know, some comments were read into the record that he had made to Village Laguna, and you know, so I gave Peter my thoughts on that. I didn't think they were appropriate comments. I told him that, and then, you know, the comment at the end, as I said, I think a couple times in the meeting, you know, Tony's going to find out who it is, and we have a pretty good idea, and you know, somebody should be A, embarrassed, and B, should apologize. So, you know, you can get burned by open mics, you know that, and somebody did, and It's just not right. I mean, you know, it's just not right to express that in a public forum or a private forum. But, you know, it's a rare occurrence. I mean, this is the first time we've had it, to my knowledge, from a member of the public. But, you know, yeah, somebody should be embarrassed and somebody should apologize to Tony for sure. And I just hope we don't have, and I don't think we will, but, you know, we don't want to see a repeat of that. Everybody up there on the council does the best job they can and make the best decision they can. Of course, you're not going to agree with a particular council person's view on every issue, but that doesn't mean you call them names or, you know, say they're, you know, incapable or incompetent or something worse like we heard the other night. So everybody's doing the best they can and ought to be respected for what they're trying to do up there.
Right.
That's
well,
my thoughts.
Well, Mayor Whalen, allow me to tell you that you are respected for your decorum and how you carry yourself in the professional manner that you do, and we certainly appreciate that, and I appreciate that as a citizen of Laguna Beach. And I want to tell you, I thank you for coming on this morning and talking honestly, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Always enjoy it, Ed, and look forward to next week. So have a good one. Take care.
Mayor Whalen, you as well. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mayor Bob Whalen, 842 The Time.